I think that everybody knows that probably the number one healthcare crisis certainly in Pennsylvania and in the nation is opioids. Last year, there were over 70,000 drug overdose deaths in the United States. And if you do the math, that works out to about somewhere around 190 people a day. And I often think about the whole thing that, you know, why don't people pay more attention to that? Because if we had a plane crash that killed 190 people every day, it would be in every media outlet in the world, I think. But we don't do it. In Pennsylvania, we had over 5,000 deaths last year from drug overdoses. And if you talk, you just stop and think about that, that's 15 people every day. 15 people. That means yesterday 15 people died, today, tomorrow, and it just keeps going. The legislature takes this very, very seriously, especially the Senate of Pennsylvania. We, in the past 4 years, roughly have passed somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 bills that relate to the opioid crisis in Pennsylvania. There's been more legislative action taken regarding opioids than any other single subject matter that I can think of in maybe even the past 10 years or 15 years. We have done such things as the prescription drug monitoring program, emergency room limitation on opioids to 7 days, 7 days to minors. We have changed the continuing medical education requirements to healthcare providers. We have changed the requirements concerning pain management in medical schools, just to mention a few. I'm asked all the time, if we just pass this bill, will that solve the problem? And the answer is no. There is no single bill out there that will solve the problem. The simple analogy or the simple example that I use all the time to talk about the opioid problem is to say, you know, it's like putting together a rope. Every strand of the rope, standing alone, isn't that strong. But if you put enough of them together, and eventually it will mean something. And I think that that's exactly what we are accomplishing and have accomplished by putting together various bills that when you put them all together, I think that it will have an impact on the opioid crisis and the drug overdose problems that we have in Pennsylvania. We have a package of bills that various colleagues of mine are going to talk about today that we're passing. One of them is a bill that I am sponsoring, Senate Bill 112. And if you, as I said, we limited the prescriptions coming out of emergency rooms to no more than 7 days. We limited them to minors to no more than 7 days, plus counseling. Now, every one of these bills has some exceptions to it. So there are other ways to serve the needs of people that really need an opioid drug. But the Senate Bill 112, it's an across-the-board limitation on opioid prescriptions to no more than 7 days. As I said, there are some exceptions, like for cancer treatment, hospice, and palliative care, things like that. But I think that eventually, what I have heard from my healthcare providers that serve my district is there have been a reduction of opioid prescriptions anywhere in the neighborhood of 40%. So I think that we are making a difference. It's going to take time. I have repeatedly said we didn't get into this predicament overnight. It's probably taken us 20, 25 years to unfortunately get to where we are. And it's probably, I will be very, very happy if we make a dent in the opioid problem in Pennsylvania in 10 years. And I think that that's probably a reasonable date to shoot for. So with that, I would like to introduce Senator Ahmed.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Unfortunately, there are no communities across Pennsylvania that have not been impacted by the opioid crisis, and sadly, very few families that have not been touched by this crisis. And I'm certainly very grateful for the leadership that this caucus has shown, the leadership that Senator Yaw has shown on this very, very important issue. As Senator Yaw mentioned, there are no silver bullets here, but I think this package of legislation represents a significant step forward that will provide important support, will provide assistance to our communities that are attempting to combat this crisis. The legislation that I have sponsored as part of this package, Senate Bill 572, requires that patients enter into treatment agreements with the prescribers to ensure they understand the risks of addiction and the importance of adhering to safe, responsible guidelines for opioid use. The treatment agreements would require new patients to undergo baseline and periodic drug testing to monitor adherence to the prescribed treatment plans. This legislation follows recommendations by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as Pennsylvania's guidelines on the use of opioids to treat chronic non-cancer patients. In addition, the General Assembly's Joint State Government Commission that was issued back in February highlighted the importance of this issue, and this practice has been endorsed by the United States Department of Defense, Veterans Affairs, and is already a policy that's being used by several healthcare insurers. In Pennsylvania, the drug misuse rate, according to the 2017 Health Trends report, was indicated that 56.4%, the drug misuse rate in 2017 was 56.4% compared to a national misuse rate of 52%. And so I think this is an important piece of legislation that will ensure that patients and doctors are entering into agreement and that patients are following their prescribed plan. So again, I want to thank Senator Yaw, I want to thank this caucus for their leadership, and I look forward to supporting this package of legislation later today.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I represent southwestern Pennsylvania, including Beaver County, parts of that, almost all of Washington County, and all of Greene County. That's significant because in Washington County, just a couple of years ago, we made national news. One county, 70 minutes, 8 overdoses. That was the good old days. It's far worse today with things like fentanyl and carfentanil. And because of that, I have a piece of legislation that is included in this packet that we're going to put forward. This piggybacks on a lot of other legislation that I've been co-sponsoring with many of these leaders that are behind me to try to put a stop to this horrific tsunami that is the opioid epidemic. My legislation is Senate Bill 93, and a troubling development in the illegal drug trade is the legacy of heroin with other powerful opiates such as fentanyl, which unfortunately has caused the rate of overdoses to skyrocket in the last several years. While a number of very promising steps have been taken to stem the tide of the addiction crisis, we need to target the drug dealers who caused this pain and suffering in the first place. Senate Bill 93, which I've sponsored, establishes a second-degree felony for delivery or distribution of an illicit drug that results in serious bodily injury. Serious bodily injury is defined as creating substantial risk of death, which causes permanent disfigurement or protracted loss of impairment of a body member or organ. Now remember, because of Narcan, we're reviving people, we're bringing them back from the brink of death, or actually clinical death, because we have a miraculous, potent substance that we can do that with. All of those near fatal occurrences would fall under this legislation. It requires the Pennsylvania Commission on Sentencing to create sentencing enhancement guidelines to ensure judges have the ability to increase a defendant's sentence when appropriate. In current practice, when someone suffers an overdose, it creates a serious bodily impairment, such as loss of bodily function or organ failure. Local prosecutors cannot pursue a punishment that truly fits the crime. That's because Pennsylvania does not have a statute pertaining to serious bodily injury resulting from an overdose. In order for these criminals to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, local authorities are forced to hand these cases off to an overburdened United States Attorney's Office, which is already trudging through a massive backlog of cases and takes away the ability of local prosecutors to pursue convictions in their home jurisdictions. Creating this statute would finally help the judicial system keep the worst drug dealers off the streets and behind bars where they belong. And it's my pleasure to introduce my colleague, Senator Brooks.
Good afternoon. I appreciate the opportunity to join my colleagues here today to discuss a package of bills that will further curtail the tragedies of the opioid crisis that are affecting so many families and friends across Pennsylvania. Senate Bill 675 will provide the much-needed oversight to try and prevent the misuse of medications prescribed in treating individuals with opioid addiction. As we continue to look for ways to fight the current opioid crisis, our focus has been on increasing funding and increasing patient access to treatment. But we have ignored the growing need for additional state oversight of that treatment. Although Suboxone can be a treatment for opioid addiction, it contains buprenorphine, which, according to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, is an opioid, which can be addicting. More and more, we are hearing about Suboxone incidents from across the state. From the West, where the founder of an opioid treatment facility pleaded guilty to health care fraud after submitting claims to Medicaid and Medicare to cover the costs of these unlawfully prescribed drugs, to others submitting illegal prescriptions for more than 18,000 doses of buprenorphine. The Southeast, where a doctor admitted to earning $5 million through the illegal sale of Suboxone and Klonopin. The Northeast, where a precious child ingested Suboxone strips that were hidden in a Dora the Explorer book. Central Pennsylvania, where a state trooper lost his life because Suboxone pills were traded for a firearm. We need to end this abuse and diversion of Suboxone, and that's exactly what Senate Bill 675 will help do. And I thank my colleagues for their support of this legislation. While we have a responsibility to ensure that treatment is available to those who need it, we also have an added obligation to provide whatever additional state oversight is necessary to prevent future incidents of abuse and diversion. It is my hope that as we continue to work together to combat this crisis, we unify our efforts to win the war against addiction, so that those suffering under its dark and heavy burden, those we hold so dear, can begin to rebuild their lives and their families. I would like to now introduce my friend and colleague, Senator Wayne Langerholtz.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I'm Senator Wayne Langerholtz. I represent Cambria, Bedford, and Clearfield counties. I am so thankful to my leadership for being committed to this cause. As a former assistant district attorney and as the former lead prosecutor for the Cambria County Drug Task Force, I've seen firsthand how this opioid abuse has ravaged not only our Commonwealth, but our specific counties and our specific towns. My bill, Senate Bill 118, is the Recovery to Work pilot program, which will create a pilot program with the Department of Labor and Industry, as well as other stakeholders, corrections and DDAP, to work to help individuals who are battling addiction into recovery, into meaningful employment. Meaningful employment is essential to long-term recovery. And if we can put these individuals and give them the proper tools and enable them to be in meaningful work, to be off of government assistance, to be able to be helped and to be able to be working and be productive members of society, I am pleased and I look forward to voting on not only this bill, but on the other bills that leadership has put forth here committed to this cause. And I look forward to them passing the House and ultimately the governor's signature, where we can put this to work, where we can start to help so many individuals, and we can continue, or we can begin to continue to curb this horrible epidemic. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Senator Christian Phillips Hill, and I have the privilege of representing the 28th District, which covers the largest portion of York County, and I'm incredibly grateful for the support of my colleagues as we look not only to fight the opioid epidemic, but end it, because opioid abuse affects every Senate district, it affects every neighborhood, and unfortunately way too many families locally in my district and across the Commonwealth. Today, we are reaffirming our efforts and building on the measures enacted into law that are beginning to pay dividends, like the Pennsylvania Drug Monitoring Program. We're listening to the people on the front lines back home, and these measures reflect what we've heard from our communities. And their message has come through loud and clear. They need these bills for the additional options and tools and resources needed to curb opioid abuse and misuse. Legislation that I've sponsored and is co-sponsored by so many of my colleagues who stand with me today will provide those additional tools and resources to combat opioid abuse and overdoses in Pennsylvania and improve the health and welfare of our constituents. My Senate Bill 223 will allow our first responders and EMS providers to leave a dose of the life-saving naloxone with family members or friends who are caring for a recent overdose victim. In my district, the time it takes our hardworking first responders, who are already asked to do so much with so few resources, they're called to these rural areas to respond to an overdose and often repeatedly have to go back on multiple occasions. In the instance of an overdose, minutes can mean the difference between life and death. In fact, Southern New York EMS told me that they had to return to the same residence twice in the same evening to revive a person who experienced a second overdose. Unfortunately, at that time, there was no provision in law to allow Southern New York EMS to leave a dose of naloxone with the caregiver. Senate Bill 223 will change that. Adding this tool will allow the caregiver or someone who overdosed to give that life-saving drug to that individual and hopefully get them into the treatment program that they need. My other legislation, Senate Bill 432, will allow for Medicaid managed care organizations to have access to the prescription drug monitoring program so that they can have greater oversight of prescriptions to prevent addiction and identify and prevent fraud to stop abuse. Unfortunately, we have found that people who are on Medicaid are 10 times as likely to be addicted to an opioid than people in the general population, and we need to help them. Additionally, we need to give every tool available to the people who are on the front lines of this battle, not only because the pain of losing a loved one, a friend, a coworker, or a teammate is so incredibly detrimental, but because the societal costs of addiction are so great. I'm thankful to stand here with my colleagues to support all of these measures to help put us on that path to recovery and prevent future addiction and additional tragedies from occurring. Thank you so much.
You're in charge. Oh, okay. Thank you, and hopefully this package of bills will once again advance the fight against the opioid crisis in Pennsylvania, and I'm happy to entertain any questions along with my colleague. Senator Cormann has also volunteered to answer any questions with me. Yes, sir. That would be a good goal, yes. Get them to the governor's desk in a package. But remember, they have to go through the House, too.
I think it's unlikely they'll get all these will get all the way through. But they'll get out of the Senate. And then the House has some of their own as well. Yeah. And this may ultimately leak to the fall to get them all to the governor's desk. But something we're going to continue to work on.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
If not, thank you.
Good job.